Hello, and welcome to our Digital Past podcast. Today we will be talking about horror movies and comparing the 1990 version of It to the recent 2017 version of It. To begin, why don't we go over the history of horror movies. The first ever horror movie was made by George Mielis, and it was called Les Meneurs de Tablier in 1898 and had essential elements of horror movies with ghosts, skeletons, bats, and cauldrons. From then on, from 1900 to 1920, movie adaptations like Frankenstein, Dr. Jekyll, and The Werewolf all became very popular. The 1920s into the 30s was considered the first era of horror films, and this was called the Golden Age. In this period, they were split between the silent classics and talkies, which are what we consider normal movies today. The goal of these movies was to unsettle the viewers. As new technology advances were being made, they were moving away from silent films. And this way was the first time the genre was called horror, before it was called romance, melodrama, with a dark twist. The effect of this genre had an obvious effect on society. People were starting to be unnerved by what they were seeing, and the public was starting to become worried by what was being censored. Next, the atomic influence by the war going on in Europe and the public's fear of nuclear weapons in the 1940s and 50s tended to shift horror movies. As a result, the horror films usually had a supernatural creature in it with radioactive mutations. This showed one of the shifts in the horror movie genre's themes as we see it evolved based on the time period. The 50s and 60s were about scaring the cinematic audience in any way that they could, and this was by interactions with fake audience members. For example, fake people screaming or fainting in the audience, but because of the high expense, they went to incredible low-budget productions. The 60s tended to give a little bit more way to gore and scaring audiences in that fashion. The 1970s and 80s were all about the devil and religious evils. Adaptations from novels became very popular again, especially from Stephen King, much like the It movie is, and laid the foundation for the slasher years in the 80s. Some examples of these films are Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, and Halloween, the main theme kind of revolving around the antagonist hunting down and killing kids. By the 1990s, however, those slasher films had lost popularity and the special effects came into play, but it did not revive the genre as much as it wanted. Comedy ended up becoming a deciding factor and ended up restoring the genre with movies like Scream and Brain Dead. There was also a subgenre of zombies popping up, such as Dawn of the Dead, Land of the Dead, and Zombieland. Present horror films are mostly remakes now, with reboots and sequels. Many of these movies being reboots, they tend to utilize CGI as a way to make them scarier than before, given that the technology was not available during the time. Now that we have discussed some of the background of the horror genre, let's look into the old and new adaptations of Stephen King's It and see how the two movies differ given the time period in which they were made. The key element in both these films was used by the everyday person's fear of clowns. Without that fear, the movie would not have been successful as they were, because they wouldn't have an antagonist. There has always been a fear of clowns. You can see this in websites such as IHateClowns.com, and there is an I Hate Clowns Facebook page and multiple forums on the internet to write about it. So it is no surprise that there have always been a stigma regarding clowns. However, in the new and old films for It, it feels a little different. In the original, the clown was much more of a playful character and was perceived as more funny than scary, while the clown in the new movie was seen more as monstrous. This had to do in part with the makeup and costume that the actors wore, but it also had to do with the general public's fear of clowns over the time. Linda Rodriguez McRobbie says the psychological fear behind clowns and says how it usually starts off in kids. For some, it continues into adulthood. But the thing that unsettles people the most about clowns is that they cannot read the emotion or intent because of the makeup. She says what the fear of clowns comes down to is the person under the makeup. I feel this is true because the characters of It is not just a clown, but he shifts and changes into different creatures, and no one really knows what he is or who he is, and he hides through the clown makeup, which is why everyone is scared of him. He encapsulates the unknown. Music is also a very important element, and we want to draw attention on how it is used in both films. Music is very essential to horror genres because it sets the mood and can intensify a scene or create a false sense of security for a big scare. The 1990 version adaptation of It had a lot of circus-like music in it. These related back to Pennywise, given the common fear of the clown present, made the audience feel uneasy. There was also the use of the stereotypical screechy music that many horror movies used in order to create a terrifying environment. Additionally, the music in the older It had a more old-fashioned theme where the music remains eerie and calm for some times and crescendos when a scary event is taking place. This allows the audience to build up the tension throughout the movie and feel different emotions along the way. The new version of the movie broke away from the old, but not using the circus-like music. The only scene that has it is at the climax of the movie. Whether this makes the scene more scary could be debated, but it definitely adds to the creep factor. The newer version also had more dramatic drum and bass beats, especially during high action scenes. The music in the new movie was kept on a loop where the audience never really had a break from the suspenseful music. This created suspense and made the audience feel like they were more on the edge of their seats. With the suspenseful music during the movie, this made the movie more of a jump scare movie. There was little to no anticipation of when scary parts would come to the audience, and they were left sitting on the edge of their seats thinking that anything could happen at any time.
An important aspect to any story is setting, and weather plays a large role in that. Normally, horror movies play on the dark and stormy weather trope that sends a shiver down everyone's spine. Let's take a look at how the two It movies use this weather. The original 1990 version of the movie stayed pretty close to the dark and stormy trope. This weather plays off the fear that people have of the dark and allows for the characters in the movie to become confused about their surroundings. The presence of a storm also sets people off because it traps us indoors, and the old movie played off this fear. In comparison, the 2017 version decided to ditch the rainy weather except for the iconic opening that demands the rain. The bright and sunny weather acts as a foil to the darkness and gruesome tone of the story. It also takes away from the safeguard that if the lights are on, nothing can hurt me. The bright scene also helps create the fear because nothing can hide. The use of CGI allows for the effects that weren't available during the 90s. The scene of Eddie with the leper is an example of this. The audience can see the leper and all his grossness so clearly that we can feel what the characters are feeling. Costume and makeup are essential to any movie, but especially to horror movies. They allow for the audience to identify the villain of the story and create the first impressions of a said character. As the years have gone by, the design of characters has changed dramatically. As audiences have gotten less and less scared of the same types of character, how the look need to evolve. The 90s version of Pennywise was what you'd expect when you picture a clown. Bright and red fuzzy hair, a colorful costume, very typical clown makeup with the big red nose. All of these elements worked well for this film. By making this Pennywise look so much like a clown one would see at a local circus, it was scary because it was so familiar. This normalcy of the typical clown made it scarier to the viewer because it made us fear the things that might have given us joy. The fear of clowns drove what Pennywise was to look like. The 2017 version of the character, however, was much more mutated. While keeping the red hair and overall clown-like attire, the toned-down color scheme fit the time period much better. The almost all-white costume was a far cry from the old Pennywise clothes, but the pops of red and the dirtiness of his costume made the character feel more cynical. The makeup and fake teeth also helped this factor. It wasn't as stereotypical as the original clown, but still had a classic element such as a painted red nose that generated the uneasy feeling. Today, not as many people are afraid of clowns as they were, so by turning up the creep factor, Pennywise became a modern-day scary version. The biggest difference between the two films were the use of visual effects. Given how fast technology has evolved in the past 30 years, the two movies had to use very different effects to generate fear. The 90s version obviously didn't have the computer technology that the newer one did, but they still used practical effects to scare the audience. By using these kinds of effects, it made everything that happened to the kids more scary, because it was possible. By putting all the events into a more real-world setting, the movie is able to scare people without the need for CGI. The newer movie relied on both practical effects as well as CGI to establish fear in audience. With the use of CGI, the movie was able to make Pennywise into more of a monster, adding the layers of teeth he has and the natural way he moves at times. Given that people have become more desensitized to the normal everyday fears, the characters need to become more supernatural to get the audience to fear them. In conclusion, both films created a sense of fear and terror in their audience, just in different ways. The 1990 version dealt more with the realistic side, having less effects, a more relatable clown, and by using more well-known horror tropes. The 2017 version took all the elements and added a new twist to them. By having the movie focus solely on the kids' side of the story rather than the adults as the 1990 version did, it tainted the ease of childhood with the horrific monster. The updated movie was able to use the visual effects available thanks to computer technology and brought a scary movie that scared and delighted audience all at once.